You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All sorts of different studies out about resolutions. Things that they say are already likely to doom your resolution. The number of people who are going to do it. I guess overall, it's like half and half. There's basically half of people who say they either have started a New Year's resolution or they plan to. Even here after January 1st, they haven't started it yet, but they want to plug one in.
Okay.
And so when you combine those two, it comes up to roughly 50%. And then you got the other half of people who say, I'm never going to do a New Year's resolution.
So, okay, fine. Don't.
Don't. That's, yeah.
You always have to let everybody know, too. It's not for me. I'm not going to do one. I'm not going to do it. Okay, whatever. Okay. Who cares? Nobody cares about your life. I always enjoyed when I worked at a gym years ago. That first 2 weeks into January was hardcore. I mean, you couldn't even get into the gym and get a machine. It was so packed. And, you know, by the time February, March, and then for sure by April, it was back to normal. It trickled down. You got the hardcore people that start things off right at the first of the year. I'm getting in shape. New year, new me. Bleh. But then, yeah, by April, you're back to your old habits. Eating ding-dongs in the parking lot before you go in.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always enjoyed watching the owner at the gym rub his hands together during those first few months, because not only was it busy, but then you had all the newbies just coming in and signing up for the year, you know,
busting out all the new memberships.
The year-long memberships.
The influx of cash.
Yep.
And you know that they're not going to keep coming, so you don't have to bolster your staff or anything, so you just get the cash.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a big New Year's resolution guy. I don't set like a big major goal that I need to accomplish right off the bat here. There's things I'd like to see done throughout the year, but I'm not going to put this weird like timetable on it.
Well, you know, that's the interesting thing about it. And I read something about this a few years ago, and it always stuck with me. And they said that one of the reasons that... And I'm probably paraphrasing here, and I'm maybe putting my own bias into it a little bit. I might be editing it a little bit with my own thoughts. But it was an interesting idea. They said, if you wait until January 1st to start something, and the same thing applies with people who wait until a Monday to start something. I said, subconsciously, you're telling your brain that it's not that important, because otherwise you would have already started it. Like, for instance, let's say... it's November 10th, and you're like, God, I really got to take off, 15 pounds. And then people say, well, the holidays come up, so I'm going to wait. It's going to be my New Year's resolution. Well, you've already subconsciously told yourself, it's not important enough for me to start right now. So once you do finally start, your brain is already under the impression that it's just not that important. Same thing with waiting to start something on a Monday. If it's Wednesday, you're like, yeah, you know what? I need to start walking more. Starting Monday, I'm going to start walking more. Well, no. If you decide that you need to make a change,
just
damn
make
it,
change.
Make it right now.
You could have made that during the holidays. It's just not eat as much. You can still partake in the festivities and stuff, but just have a smaller plate of food and start your
diet. Yeah, or have a cheat day or two or whatever.
But instead, you're like, I'm shoveling it in because I know in January I got to get on that elliptical.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think I subscribe to that. I mean, there are things that I try to accomplish things in a year. And whether you call it a resolution or not, it's like, well, this is what I want to accomplish this year. I need to start writing this, and I need to start doing this. And I kind of get my, my ducks in a row for something like that. But I think the power in making change is in starting that change immediately.
Yeah, because, going back to that thing, too, where it's like, well, I'm starting in January, so I just might as well go to hell here this entire month in November and December. The only thing you're doing is setting yourself back even further and make it even that much harder when you do decide to start.
Yeah.
Like, not only is it difficult, I'm going to make it even more difficult when I finally decide to go to the gym.
Yeah.
It's so weird to me.
If you want to comment on all this, and not all resolutions are health-based or weight-based or anything like that. It's the same thing with, if you want to quit smoking, and it's September, you're like, well, I'll make that my New Year's resolution. Well, there's 3 more months worth of cancer sticks that you've inhaled, before you get started. So, but they're not all health stuff. They went out and polled people, and they asked them what kind of resolutions they're making. And actually, number one was saving money.
That's a good one. That's a great one.
And I can see, I guess, why people are like, well, I can't do that in December. It's hard. An expensive month.
It's definitely
no
difficult.
Doubt.
Yeah, yeah.
Number two was being happy. Can you make a resolution to be happy?
Probably, to try to look on the lighter side of things, let things roll off your shoulders a little bit more, don't dwell on things.
I guess that
would bring some sort of happiness.
I guess.
Or whatever
I'm
your
more
individual
a,
happiness is, you try to work at that more.
Yeah, I think I'm more of a process guy. Like, I would rather do a resolution of things that will make me happy rather than saying I'm going to be happy. Because your happiness is based on your circumstances, right, and your environment.
Yeah. So which would that would be maybe what they are doing, is doing things to bring them joy. Which
yeah, but
will bring the happiness.
I just speaking personally, I think if you have a big grandiose statement like that, but you don't have the steps to accomplish it, then you're more likely to fail. I'm just
agree.
Going to be happier rather than I'm going to do this, which will make me happier.
I actually wrote a blog post about this last night. I'll probably post it later today. And one of the main things in the post was talking about, instead of expecting immediate and drastic results with something big, like you put this mm-hmm. big weight on your shoulders, like I need to lose 500 pounds, you got to start with the baby steps. Build the foundation
sure.
for the long-term success. Do a bunch of little baby steps that will eventually lead to your bigger goal. That's
yeah,
I think part of the reason why a lot of these fail, because you put this massive goal on yourself at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And you're
that's
fail.
Exactly right.
It's too
whole,
much.
You know, how do you eat an elephant and it's one bite at a time? That's a old
yes.
statement or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you know, the metaphor that I used a long time ago about people are like, hey, I want to write a novel, but, you know, those are huge. That's 100,000 words. Well, yeah, but if you're just doing 500 words a day,
Dirt,
you know,
that's how you got to start.
Little chunks.
The mighty
at a time.
Oak started as a tiny seed.
That's true.
It's true.
Number three on the list: eating healthier, yes; exercising more, yes; and improving
okay.
physical health. So
sure.
the health stuff was 3, 4, and 5.
I'm trying to think if I were to do a resolution, what it would be.
What would he be?
I don't know.
Want me to help you?
I'm going to have another baby. No. hell's no. I don't know. Maybe learn to hacky sack or something.
I challenge you to do that.
Yeah, that's not a good one either. I don't know, man. I'm not into it.
Cassidy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're fine.
We're well, Cassidy. What do you want to tell us?
Kind of my, I guess, and I mean, I don't know. I guess I'll give it a long story short.
Please.
I didn't,
thank you.
So I don't like to, I guess, label things, because I feel like, you know, then you set like sort of an expectation or whatever, and you put a label on it, and if you don't like shoot for the stars, you know, type of thing, you might fall short and still have success. But I feel like when you label something like a New Year's resolution, you're just kind of, you know, you've got to live up to it, because if you're telling people that sort of thing, and the more people that know that, oh, this is what this person's trying to do, the more pressure you're putting on yourself.
But that's good. I've read studies where you, like, if you say you're going to go onto a diet and tell a bunch of people, they kind of hold you to it, and it makes you work harder because you actually have told a bunch of people. So I've heard that's not a bad thing.
You might start to feel guilty, and then it's something that, you know, you just shy away from, and it doesn't eventually make you feel good, you know, type of thing.
Right.
And I guess, you know, my own personal experience that I guess is kind of, I mean, I'm not labeling it as a resolution, but I've been kind of feeling this way for probably like a month, you know, a month and a half.
Okay, what are you feeling?
Let me guess. Is your resolution to get to the point?
No, I like this. This is good. This is very thoughtful.
I'm just kidding, Cassidy.
No,
I kid because I love.
He's thinking
it out.
So quickly,
what is your not resolution?
Yeah, well, first of all, what are you naming it if it's not a resolution?
I like to think of it more as like a self progression.
Okay.
I guess.
All right.
Fair enough.
Like, I guess.
Which is what? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
My thing this year is that I want to be more consistent with my overall life, and I guess be more disciplined, if that makes sense. My own personal thing is that, like, I Uber living right now, but I don't want that to be the only thing that I guess I'm kind of about. And it's like, sometimes I overdo Ubering. Sometimes I feel like it's the only thing I've accomplished.
Okay, hold it, Cassidy. Hold on just a second, okay? We're going to talk to you off the air.
Hold on. Ubering? He Ubers too much? As in rides in Ubers or drives for Uber?
I don't know either. I don't know. Cassie, hold on. Don't go away. You know, going back for a second, you were talking about if you tell people that you're going to do something, that it holds you accountable to do it.
Yes.
And then I read a study a few years ago that said the opposite is true. And I'm not saying which one is right.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not saying which one is right, but there was a study that was a psychological thing, and it said if you tell people and stuff like that, your brain interprets that as that you've already somewhat accomplished the task.
Understand.
And you're not as likely to finish it because you've been talking about it, and your brain says, oh, I must have already done that then.
That, and if you're like very like weak-minded and feeble, and people tell you, you can't do that, you're not going to accomplish that, why even bother, why even start? You start listening to those people, and then
you fail too.
There's, you know, option three when it comes to that, but...
Emma made me laugh. She said, you were going to tell us why resolutions fail, and then you didn't. You're such a tease. She's right. She's absolutely right. We said there was a story out about why resolutions are doomed, and we didn't get to it. So now we'll get to it right now quickly. Are we going to talk to Sophia?
Yeah, Josh said, yeah, we need to talk to Sophia.
Okay, so stand by, Sophia. We'll be right back. The story is out, the top five reasons that they say resolutions don't work out. Number one, the cost. Like, you say you're going to join a gym and then you realize that you don't have the money for it.
Sure.
So there's the cost of it. I see that. You're too busy. I'm going to put a big question mark next to that because you know my stance on that, Jeremy, is that people love to say they're busy and they're not as busy as they claim to be.
Swipe left on your phone and look at how much screen time you've had this week.
Not enough support from family or friends. Yes, I believe that's probably true.
Yeah.
A general lack of motivation.
That's a biggie.
And then number five makes total sense, too. It says you don't see results right away, so you get discouraged.
That's huge, too. That's
that baby steps thing.
I totally get it.
So those are the reasons why they tend to fail. Let's see what Sophia has to say. Sophia, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
I love your show. I've been listening for years. This is the first time I've called in. I've been trying before, but
it's all right.
Listening since high school.
Wow, how long ago was that?
Not that long. Thankfully, I think you probably will be more gratified to hear that. It's only been about 5-6 years.
Oh,
okay, good. Well, we're glad we've had you for 5 or 6, Sophia. So what do you think about all this resolution stuff?
I totally agree. I think that's why mine, I only have 2, and I'm keeping them very vague and a yearly throughout thing instead of like a very goal-specific one. My only 2 are to use the things I have, so not be afraid of using my nice things because I don't want them to break or whatever.
Love that. The special occasion is when you use them, right?
That's fun.
That whole thing.
Good for you.
Yeah, okay.
And it's a lot easier to succeed at. I've already done it twice. I'm wearing a watch I got for Christmas.
Good.
It's a lot easier to do that. And then my second one is just do more things. Go to more events, maybe take some classes, just things that are easy, that are self-improving and will make me feel good, but that aren't, you know, I have to finish it by this time and do this, this, and this.
I did that a little bit last year where my wife and I both said, let's just do more things. And we did. We did more things, and it was fantastic. We loved it. Mm-hmm. So kudos to you for that. You're going to love that one.
What's your next thing? And do you have something planned to go do that's like getting you out of your shell a little bit?
Not yet. It's still early, but I do have friends visiting, and I'm planning on taking them on a little brew tour, so I think maybe that'll be my new thing, going somewhere new.
Good.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I like that one a lot. Well, we're glad you called, Sophia. Listen, it's your first time to call. We asked first-time callers to rate us from 1 to 5 stars on your experience. How was it?
Absolutely 5.
Yeah.
Hooray!
Did it again, Jer.
Thanks, Sophia.
You're the best. Thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you.
Okay.
And Cassidy's
I love our listeners.
Too.
Well, we're going to talk Cassidy off the air.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.